Kof Mem Chesiv Dalit. Rashi Yisrael Loim Elein Yehuda V'Shor Chamisha Sakoidim. A Jewish person is allowed to tell a goy before fifth hour of the day, which is right before it's going to become asa, or even earlier. Instead of just buying a mona's worth of chometz, get twice as much, buy more. That was he telling a goyish supplier, buy a lot of chometz because they may buy it from you after Pesach. So it looks like you're basically getting him to hold chometz for you, even so it's permitted because you're not making any conditions. He said that Shema it's dark. Maybe I will need it, which is not mechayiv him. Shabru says a chiddush that the Achrayim said he's even allowed to promise the person that I will buy it from you and I'll give you a profit, because lemaisa the chometz is by the goy, it's not your chometz. The goy is buying chometz with the understanding they'll eventually sell it to you, so it's not your chometz on Pesach. Avol lo yimker loy v'lo yiten loy al tenai. Well, you can't sell to the goy on a condition. In other words, what's the tenai over here? He says, if you will do such and such in Pesach, or after Pesach, then this chometz is sold to you. Now, this is even worse, because since he said, if you will do such and such, the chometz will be yours, it means, till you do that, it won't be yours. And the mele, if the goy didn't do it before Pesach, then it comes out in the beginning of Pesach, the chometz still belongs to the Jew. The Ikir Adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he says, Me'akshav Amanash, Shetasadov Ploini, then since he said that if you do such a thing, it will be yours already retroactively from now, so as long as he did it, it's not Jewish Chometz because he required it retroactively from now. But Lemaisa, we said before that there's a Chumrah of Chometz that a person is not allowed to do that.